News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
They're not only my opinions tonight, they're going to be the opinions of a fellow by the name of Jonathan Yancey. And he's running, asking for your vote in District 13.
Yes, that is correct.
Pull that mic a little closer to you, John. Jonathan, you ever done live radio before?
I have not. It's my first time.
Okay, raise that mic and get it close to you. Raise, it'll pull to you, make yourself at home.
All right.
And we're going to get him on camera here in just a minute. This is Ed Raymer with you with Evan Lee Raymer Show. And Jonathan, thank goodness, has agreed to be with us tonight. Thank you for agreeing to do this. And thank you for there you go. You got it. And thank you for running. We appreciate it. We've got a lot of people that are listening tonight. You've never run for office before.
I have not. It's my first time. It's exciting. It's scary too, if I'm going to be honest. But it's been very humbling. People have been very supportive of me. People that don't know me, people that do know me. So I don't know what I know, but don't know. But it's been an interesting but very rewarding so far experience.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, as I always say, and people that listen to me regularly, you may have heard me say. I think you've heard me listen to me a time or two. If you want to make a change, you know, hey, put your name on a ballot, and you've done that.
That's it.
And we appreciate it. We really do. I'll tell you what, let's do. Jackson, if it's all right, let's kick this thing off, and we're going to talk to Jonathan tonight. He's going to have the balance of the hour. I want to give him the full benefit of everything we've got going here. But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
A little rock and roll to kick you off on a Sunday night, and this is the Evan Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me and Jonathan tonight with your questions, your comments, your ideas, your thoughts at 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. And if you don't want to go on the air, if you're a little bit too shy and you don't want to be heard, you can call our producer or text our producer, Jackson, on the board, and he will be more than happy to read your text over the air or pass it on to me or Jonathan for those of you, like I said, who might be a little shy about going on the air and hearing your own voice. So we understand that. Now, to listen to us, we are on the air live now at News Radio WGNS. That's News Radio WGNS. Jonathan, I hope some of your people are listening. Your family, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. They are. They're very much so. I texted them earlier, and they were they're like, yep. Okay. You don't have to remind us. We're already on it.
They're already on it. Okay. We sent out a Facebook notification earlier. One reason I was so late getting here, I wanted to be sure I got everybody invited that I could. My wife listens occasionally. She'll listen on, she listens all the time, every Sunday. But Alexa, you can ask Alexa to tune in WGNS in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And that gal will do it, you know. And it's amazing. Facebook Live, we're on that as well. But YouTube is the main one. And this show will be recorded for future reference. So remember that. It's been a little tough for me being in a witness protection program, but nonetheless, they think they recognize my face, but I've had plastic surgery, and and the phone is ringing, and we think we've got a caller already. Jonathan, thank you for doing this. And listen, by the way, I tell the rest of you, she just left here, Angela Bingham. She's on every Sunday at 6. Every Sunday at 6 o'clock. Angela Bingham, fine person, wonderful, one of our local educators here. She is it Cason Lane. Where did she?
Cason Lane Academy. Cason
Lane Academy.
Kindergarten.
Yep. And just a wonderful person. And man, just tune in and listen to her simplicity. She's been on, oh, 5 or 6 years, I think. I don't know. And we all love her to death. And she's doing a great job there. Wonderful guest. And Jason Qualls is on every afternoon, generally every afternoon, that don't have Braves baseball or MTSU baseball right now, around 4 o'clock. Financial advice, giving some good advice for you. And we're always glad to give them a plug when we can. And you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Jonathan Yancey, your candidate in District 13. Now, tell me about this district. Tell folks where this is. And I know they have cut this thing up into ribbons over the years.
It's an unusual shape, but the way to kind of talk about it is the western part of Rutherford County. So I've got parts of Eagleville, got the western part of Murfreesboro, which would be the Rockville, Blackman area, for those that know that area. You also have I have a large portion of Laverne and a very small portion of Smyrna.
Okay. So you got pretty big area. How many do you have a count on how many voters you have, roughly?
I think it's around 26,000, 30,000, something like that.
That sounds about right, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Okay. What made you want to do this?
Representation, lack of it. I think what happened was, for me, I think about a story that my dad told me when I was a child, and where my grandmother was poll taxed, and she was asked before getting voted, before she could vote, how many pieces of candy was inside a jar, which of course you can't answer that.
Sure.
And fast forward to what's happened specifically in the last 2 years, and last year, you know, with the Tennessee Three, we saw a situation where, like, my grandmother, who wanted to vote and show her voice through a vote, we have a legislation that is also suppressing and oppressing people's votes.
Sure.
And I got to a point where I said, enough's enough. I said, you know, I can sit and holler at the TV or do things, or I can do something else. And I said, what else can I do? And what came on my mind is something that my dad has always wanted me to do, is run for office. And so I decided, after talking with some people and getting some information, that this is the place to do it. This is where I need to be at, and I need to be another voice, a voice of the people. We saw this last legislation that we had people go to the Capitol, people calling, people texting legislators, and even their own constituents. They're not even listening to their own constituents. It's one thing to listen to, not listen to someone who disagrees with you.
Right.
That's a whole nother situation when you have people that actually voted for you that are saying no to something, and you're still
not listening.
Yeah. And so something's got to give. And so this is why I'm running. That's the gist of why I'm running, is that something's got to give. We need to have more people like me. I'm a wage worker. Like, and I know a lot of the legislators are not that. They're whatever they are, but they are able to just do a lot of things. I work 3 different jobs.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. Teaching being your first.
Absolutely. I'm most Tennesseans, you know, I have multiple jobs to make things, you know, work for us every month. I'm an educator. So that's my main role. I also drive a school bus. I love it too. It's Rutherford County. I drive a school bus for them. So I own that bus, and also I'm a assistant track and field coach for Blackman Middle School. Shout out to them there.
Now, where are you going tomorrow? Tomorrow's a big day for the
absolutely.
Kids.
Absolutely. We're going to sectionals. We're at Charlotte, Tennessee tomorrow for sectionals. So we plan to take all our children to state here at the end of, towards the end of the month. So
please stay in touch. Let us know how you're doing, because you're looking awfully good, so I hear.
Absolutely. Yes. They've I'm really proud of them. They work really hard this year. They have worked really, really hard this year.
Yeah. And all of them pretty good grades, I would guess.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite part about Blackman, is that we have both. We have the athletics and the academics, and of course, as an academic myself, academics got to be first. Even my children who play sports, they know academic school's got to come first. And so that's been the neatest thing for me, is that I can coach a highly talented but also a very educated group of children.
Right.
Very respectful children too. They're fantastic. Yes. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And parents involved, no doubt.
That was one of the first things when we moved here 7 years ago. That was like one of the first things. Like, it was great culture seeing flags, Blackman flags, and we are Blackman, and people wearing hats and clothing. And I had just never, you know, you see that with college schools, right? College teams, but it was a high school, middle school.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, it was unbelievable. I said we are in the right place.
It is unbelievable, and the parents do get involved,
yep.
And that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And it's really the, you know, one of our celebrities, for lack of a better term, he wouldn't want to be called a celebrity, but Jeff Jordan is a teacher, was it retired? He's a retired educator here in Rutherford County. And he is convinced to a great degree that athletics are a necessary part that really help to hold a child together. As long as the academics are first and foremost, that's what makes it go.
Absolutely.
That's the grease on the wheels.
Absolutely.
And competition is good.
Absolutely.
And you learn you don't always win, you don't always get your way.
That's right.
You know. And it's like when my father started preaching years ago, and he got the call to preach, and he pastored in the end a small church in our home's place up there in Manitou, Kentucky. I'm sure you've been there many times. And you know where it is, I'll bet, though. Your dad, I'll bet y'all can find it because you're a Clarksville boy.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, and so he had to clean up his ways. He still smoked cigarettes. Dad had smoked since he was like 13, whatever. You know, that's what you did back then. You know, he was an older man. But he didn't hide it from the congregation. Everybody knew it, you know. And I said, well, Dad, how's it going? He said, well, I've pretty well cleaned up my ways. And, I, you know, of course, he never did drink to amount to anything. So that was not a big deal for him. But, you know, the smoking, and, of course, he had to clean his language up not considerably. Dad never was a real – he never did tell dirty jokes around people. Or he never told dirty jokes. But, well, my dad couldn't tell a joke, but sorry. And I said, well, how's that foul? He said, I do pretty good. And, of course, we're Kentucky fans. He said, I do pretty good until the referee calls one wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a Wildcat fan, we get very passionate about our Wildcat. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time, yes.
Well, you're sitting you were raised right up here on the state line. We've got a lot of Kentucky fans that cross that line between Hopkinsville and Clarksville.
That's it.
I'm telling you. At any rate, thank you for being here.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Just right here, it's in today's paper, Daily News Journal, in a story by Rachel Wegner from the Nashville, Tennessee and USA Today Network. Arming teachers is a high-risk idea. I mean, you were just, you know, when you, people that your constituents, when the elected representatives aren't even listening to them, what is it, like 80% of the people were against this idea?
Absolutely, yeah. I could even go higher than that, actually. It was a significant amount of people. I don't know the exact.
Well, it's high. It's high.
Yeah, it's way up high. The point is it's high. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know anywhere in the world that would say this is okay. Like,
oh, it's a cool idea.
It's a cool idea. They're called teachers, right? Teachers teach.
Right.
Not, you know, that's what they do.
You know,
they have a lot of things to worry about. They really do have a lot of other things to worry about.
You are a teacher. You know that.
Yep.
I mean, and you know, I'm not going to go into it. I've told the story too many times before. Everybody knows my story and they don't want to hear it. But I used to carry and I don't anymore. It's such a hassle. Mm-hmm. You have to be accountable for it, mm-hmm. which you should be.
Sure.
Every second that you have that weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't take it in a courthouse. I wouldn't take it in a lawyer's office, which probably I should. A lot of lawyers maybe I should have taken it in a lawyer's office. But yeah, it was all right. They had their own, I'm sure.
Sure.
But, you know, but I wasn't comfortable with it anymore. And I said, you know, I've reached a point with my agents, I have to have a pistol to get out or a gun to get out of the situation. I mean, I've done gone too far anyway. If I don't have sense enough to stay out of that, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get Jackson here. We're going to go to our first little series of breaks here, hear from our advertisers. And, Jonathan, again, thank you for doing this. How can people get a hold of you to know where you're at, what you're doing? Do that before we go to our break.
So, website's votejonathanyancey.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or Instagram. It's at votejonathanyancey. That's pretty much the best way. Email's also votejonathanyancey@gmail.com. So feel free to reach out to me.
He's going to be with us for the balance of the hour, everyone. Jonathan Yancey in District 13, and he is your candidate. Look him up. Jackson's on the board. My name is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll be right back with you after this good word from our sponsors. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone
checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged to follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, "We do it all." Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
We're back with Jonathan Yancey. Jonathan, you've had this animosity toward your family. That's the reason you're running for office. You're going to show them.
They may tell you that.
I know your father is just beaming with pride now. My son has decided to throw his hat into the ring. Okay. No, I'm sure they are. Yes. You know, and as I've said, put your name on a ballot. You want to make a difference, and you're doing it. And my hat's off to you. And a lot of other people that you'll never know, you know. Are you prepared to eat a lot of barbecue and a lot of chili and a lot of and a lot of baked beans and enjoy and pick up a few pounds?
Look, I've been on a weight loss journey for the last 2 years just for this moment. Yes, I think I'm very ready. I could gain it back.
Yeah, I try not to do that. I think it's a waste. I don't like that. Some people mentioned Overeaters Anonymous. As you can tell, I've never been to many of their meetings. I've never been to any of them yet. I avoid it like the plague. If they said, okay, Jonathan, here's the keys. You've got an office down there at State Capitol. What's two or three of the things that you hone in on? I would guess education would be one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have lots of talent here in Tennessee, and we've got to do a better job when it comes to how we fund our schools. You know, we went through the whole school voucher, you know, situation, and kudos to all the people that came up and showed up and really made a statement about not having vouchers. Yeah. And kudos to all the districts who spoke up as well, school boards and everybody who put aside politics and said, you know what, this is not right. This is not right for our community, not right for our school. So I really was really, really fired up about that. And we got to get to a place where, you know, we're trying to pull money away from something that's already underfunded. Like, that makes no sense to me. You know, like, you don't move. What's the term? You pay rob Peter to pay Paul. Like, you know, that's the why are we doing that? You know? And so, yeah, education will definitely be a space for me where, you know, we got to look at the big picture. But I've also mentioned this, too, in that we have to look at career and technical education because, you know, people are blaming others, and we'll leave it that way, of taking jobs. And really, it's AI and automation. It's not really people that are taking people's jobs. And so we got to train our adult workers to transition to careers. I once heard the word job, and I'm going to say job, but when I try to change away from job and say career because I heard job is just over broke. And when you think about a job, that's pretty much what jobs are, right?
Right.
You know, we're replaceable.
That's true.
We're replaceable. And so we want to try to, you know, focus on just educating our entire population here in Tennessee so that we can transition to situations like that. You know, another area too, our children are scared. You know, they're right. coming to school hungry. And they're scared. They're scared. They're waiting for adults to lead.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and it's a shame that kids are leading the charge when it comes to their safety, right? And they're a vulnerable population for us. And not that they're weak at all. They're very strong, but they don't have the power, the decision-making power like we do as adults. And it's a shame that we cannot put aside whatever it is to make decisions, to take care of our children, right? Just take care of children.
Right.
And so that's definitely an area for me. You know, I mentioned before, you know, we're building a new detention center. Of course, Rutherford County, unfortunately, we had that national story about what happened with the detention centers here. And I look around, even in my area, you know, on the Blackman side of the house, there's no recreational areas there for our kids. Like, there's no, you know, they have a nice rec center here down, right. you know, down here downtown, but we have to travel 20 minutes to get to it. What about right. the kids on that side of that side? You know, what about in Laverne? Are there recreational places for kids to go? There's not. And
Agreed.
So, and then, you know, they're not doing after school programs at school, then where are they going? And of course, so, you know, so that would be something for sure for me. Well, we got to think about, you know, taking care of children and keeping them secure in schools as well, right? You know, we went through that whole thing. We have to take care of children. They need to, when they go to a school, that should be a safe place for them.
Sure.
And everyone there, obviously. My wife works for a school, so it's, you know, something, you know, thing again. Sure. So, and then, you know, the last piece, I think that we have to get into a place where we feel secure and who we are and what we are about, and you know, starting with finances. You know, people are working. I mentioned I work multiple jobs because, you know, it's hard to live now. It's workers are working harder and they're getting less, right? You know,
right.
Our money's not stretching the same way, you know, and the programs that are there to help people, they're not expanding those programs. So as things are becoming more expensive and people's incomes are not changing, they're having challenges financially. You know, I think about our older adults who, you know, you ask the question, is Tennessee a place for people to retire? I don't know if it is.
I don't know.
My father, you know, being retired Army, you know, fortunately he's got that coming in and some other things, so that's helped him. But he had to move where he moved because he couldn't find anything closer to us because it's not affordable for him. He would not be able to retire.
True.
And that's unfortunate.
Yes, sir.
We have to ask ourselves, you know, is this a place for our older adults to retire? And I don't think it is. I'm not an older adult yet, but you know. I don't know if it is.
Well, of course, my wife and I are, but we've been here since 44 years.
Yeah.
I moved here in 1980. And, you know, ironically, we stayed in Rutherford County before we had children. And we were here in Rutherford County, here in the Murfreesboro area, because of the school system. Mm-hmm. That's the reason we're here. And they're out here tinkering with it. Now, I know everything has to be adjusted here and there. I understand that you've got to expand or whatever. Everything has to be tweaked. I understand that. But quit messing with it. And you can tell a politician, they know. It's all over the papers. Arming teachers is a high-risk idea. It's right here in the paper today.
Yeah.
They know that. And like I said, I mean, we're on the same page. Feed the kids.
Yeah.
Get them breakfast. Get them lunch. Mm-hmm. Get them a snack. You know, they will work better. They'll learn better. They'll be more alert. 100%. They'll be more attentive.
100%.
I mean, it's so what? It's another, all right, it's another $20 a year on my property tax. Okay, if it is, then it is.
Yep.
Okay?
I think I don't think people know how bad it is for our children.
I know.
I don't think they know that kids are hungry. They actually are hungry.
They actually are hungry,
And there are a lot of teachers who are spending their own money buying food, snacks for their kids, for kids to just take.
That's
right. I know I did. I had snacks. There was a cabinet inside my classroom, and kids just knew. Come to the classroom anytime. They didn't have to ask. They just came and grabbed, and I just, you know, I bought it out of my own pocket. I don't think people understand. There was a program that one of my bus driver colleagues had put together last year where they were putting a food drive for kids because there were kids coming on the bus, on his bus. They're saying they're hungry. And it clicked to people that, wow, like, you don't think that's the case, but it is.
It is. It can affect their grades. It can affect their,
I mean, when you're hungry, you're not thinking about what the teacher's saying. You're not thinking about eating.
Well, and here's the thing, too, and especially what you're doing. You've got these youngsters, and many of them, many are athletes, or they're in band or whatever.
Yep.
That's called calories. That's what it takes. I know. Our son could walk by the refrigerator. I know how you boys are. You walk by the refrigerator and a half gallon of milk disappear.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And they're sucking on that gallon jug, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it was. We could afford it. But a lot of people don't have that, just a simple luxury.
Yep.
And I have said all along, feed these children. They're our children.
Yep.
These are our children. These are our people. These yep. are people for tomorrow.
Yep.
Folks, you better wake up. They're going to have to take care of us one of these days.
That's right. That's right.
I'm feeling it right now of people, Jonathan and his wife, our son and daughter. They're, you all are contributing to the system. This is it. Now, I want to say something else to you, to tell you how I am about this. And a lot of people, I heard a guy on Facebook, well, Ed's tooting his own horn. Yes, sir, I am. Because this man has a master's in education. Ladies and gentlemen, teaching is a profession. Okay? We've had several educators here that have doctorate degrees in education. If you could afford to go back and get one.
Right.
You know. And it is high time you people were paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Three jobs? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to do that. I'm not saying we ought to just, you know, run by your house and throw a fistful of $100 bills in your front yard every day.
You can do that if you want to.
Yeah, I understand. Well, now that you're in politics, we'll have to. But yeah. Dad, get out the checkbook, okay? You know, I mean, it's seriously, it. You know, you'd be like Robert John Kennedy was. Dad, don't buy a single extra vote, no more than you have. No more votes than you have to. Your father's going to kill me if he ever meets me. but seriously, I mean, teaching is a profession. It is something to be proud of. You're not paid, and no offense to paint the building and to scrub the floor. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There should be. You know, a custodial staff takes care of that. They should be paid very well as well, too.
Yeah. Yep.
This is an ongoing. That campus out there at Blackmon, I saw it before it opened. I said, this is unbelievable. And the schools are getting bigger. I mean, they're almost like small universities
mm-hmm.
compared to what I had. My wife and I drive past and said, would you believe, you know, that's a high school. And you have many of them that are complex. You have the elementary education, you had middle school,
yep.
and then you have a high school.
Yep.
Football fields, baseball fields, the works.
Yep. Yep.
These are multi-million-dollar operations that people are getting, and they're being built. And the next one, let's just face it, it's going to cost more than $100 million. There's no way around it.
Mm.
It's going to cost that. Mm. Now, but back to, you know, the idea of arming teachers. Would you want to carry a gun?
No, not at all.
I mean, you probably don't need
it.
You know.
There's just so many things to think about, you know.
I know.
And you mentioned earlier about, you know, when you have a weapon on you, you have to think about it all the time.
I know.
There's just too many things. Again, if you've never been in a classroom, you have no idea. There are just so many things. You got, you know, little kid here, you know, laying back in the seat with, you know, two legs up, and you're worried about them busting their head. You got this other kid grabbing on someone's hair. You got another kid doing this, and you got another, you know, there's just so many things. And then you got, of course, you know, you got just adolescent development where they're coming to you and telling you things. I mean, there's just so many things to process. I mean, teachers wear so many different hats, and staff members wear so many different hats. They're not their role. If they just had to do their role, maybe. But
you
they're
know,
doing so many other things.
And you mentioned it. I don't know how many teachers that I've known that pull out of their own pocketbook to fund their classroom.
Yep.
You know, folks, if you're listening today, you want to make your teacher's day tomorrow, go up to them and hand them a $20 bill.
Well, this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, so yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
It is this week.
Yep, ironically, okay. Go to your teacher and hand them a $20 bill. You know, collectively we can do a lot. I mean, little by little. You add all the numbers together, us as parents, and yes, some of you grandparents and people out there, aunts and uncles, you know, go to your child's teacher, go to the principal, hey, here's $20. You know, it goes a long way. You guys can take a dollar, and I mean, most of these ladies can squeeze a dollar till it hollers. We all know that. But I mean, no, really, these guys can. My wife always good. Still can.
Yeah.
And you know, but these seem like such basic, common sense ideas. Feeding our children.
It is, and I think deep down inside they agree, but they're playing a game.
They're playing a game with themselves.
It's time to change the rules of the game. This is why I'm running. This is exactly why I'm running. It's time to change the rules of the game. They're playing.
Jonathan Yancey is our guest tonight. He's going to be with us for the balance of the hour. By the way, one of our listeners had written me on Facebook, Sarah, I believe it is. Let's see here. Yes, no YouTube stream. We do have a YouTube stream. It's streaming. For some reason, it's not. We think it's in the software. Please bear with us, and they'll get this straightened. It will get straightened out. My wife, is any consolation to some of you? My wife's had the same issue from time to time. So, bear with us, please. And you can always listen on what's called the good old fashioned radio. There's one in generally the dash of every American car or any car that's built, and it's a little square object. It'll have a knob or some push buttons on it. You'll learn how to operate it. 1450 AM, 100.5, 101.9 FM, WGNS. And Jonathan, you were born in what's your story? Where you're from? Clarksville was your hometown.
Yep, born Fort Campbell, Kentucky. This is why I can claim the UK as my basketball team. I'm a UT Go Vols football fan, and I know there are many people that hate that, but I can claim both.
Right.
So born Fort Campbell, Kentucky, raised in Clarksville, Tennessee, but my childhood was spent mostly overseas. So I'm part Korean, so we spent some time in Korea.
Okay.
We also spent time in Germany. So from age 0 to 12, 13, I lived in Fort Campbell, Germany, and then Korea. We just kind of did that rotation, my sister and I, and my mom and my dad. And then we came back. My dad retired in 95 and stayed in Clarksville, graduated high school there, went to Austin Peay, got my bachelor's in
good school.
It's growing a lot. I went there just a few weeks ago, and I could not even recognize the campus.
It's unbelievable, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got a bachelor's in biology. That was that's my undergrad, and then a master's, of course, in science. And master's in education.
Okay.
Taught science, high school science, in Christian County, actually. So that's how I know Kentucky a little bit. And then I also taught in Clarkson, Montgomery County as well. And then so now I'm at the university level. Been there 8 years. I'm an administrator there. And so that's kind of the gist of my education career.
Right. Okay. And you've decided to do this to try and make a difference, to try and contribute, to try and get some of these people, which is, I think, the exact perfect timing for you right
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah,
I
agree. I think that, we are at a place where Tennesseans are engaged. We have some of the lowest voter turnout, right, in the United States. And that's by design. I don't blame the people for that. I blame the system and the structure that we have in place. We also haven't put a lot of excitement out when it comes to candidates, right? I mean, I don't even know who the person that's in there now. I know his name's Robert Stevens, but I've never met him before
To my knowledge, I never have. And
that's the thing. And we're at a place where we just haven't had a lot of engagement from the people that have been elected in. I plan to change that. You're going to see me around a district. Matter of fact, come next Saturday, on the 11th, I'm going to be in Eagleville. I'm going to be in Eagleville at the coffee shop. My Eagleville listeners, come out and see me May 11th, 8 o'clock.
Eagleville
I'm be out
is
there.
A wonderful area down there, and mm-hmm. they have a school system that is second to none in this entire state because the whole campus is right there, and it's been that way for years.
Yep.
And they wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. They graduate on Friday.
I know.
I plan to be there, too.
You're going
to
be there?
I plan to be there Friday night.
They have, like I said, a situation that they wouldn't have any other way, and we have a lot of students that have left the bigger schools here.
Yeah.
Whether it be a Riverdale in Oakland or a Siegel, whatever, and said, I think I want to tone it down. We'll go to Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they like the small town feel of it.
Yeah.
And, if you get a chance, stop by Crossing Supply. Tell them Ed said hi.
I will.
Because every stick of lumber we built houses with came from Crossing Supply.
Okay.
So we're not strangers. You mentioned a while ago these children, the education process and how it is. I often say when you get a new one of these, Take it to the nearest seven-year-old on your street. They'll be glad to talk you through it if you don't, if you can't negotiate yourself. I'm sure you got students that are the same way.
Yeah.
They're good with it.
They are.
And I mentioned Jeff Jordan a while ago. He said he had taken a tour of some of the schools. He stays in touch with them. And he said that it's unbelievable. The education, the things they can do just on a simple computer.
Oh yeah, they are. The youth are very talented when it comes to technology. I mean,
very talented. Yeah, and it's amazing. You can learn from them too.
Yes, we should. We should learn from them. Actually,
right.
We should.
And it's just, forgive me. I'm going through. Oh, PT, thank you. John, hello. Sharon, hello. Eric, Larry, thank you so much. Dennis, Rita, Stu, thank you all so much for your support. And I haven't heard from Carol Ann Elmore. She's in Chattanooga, and she normally listens just about every week.
I spent time in Chattanooga. That's a nice city.
Chattanooga's a good town.
My previous position, I used to go there once a month, so I spent a lot of time in Chattanooga.
Really?
I did.
Yeah. Yep. Good town.
It is. It is a good town. Good food, good people. Nice area.
We've been down. Well, the kids have been to the aquarium, I think, at least a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. That's fantastic.
And it is a big regional draw down there.
It's fantastic.
People spend a weekend to just go to the aquarium.
Well, and the Ocoee River, too. I mean, it's just a nice area.
Oh, yeah. I went down the Ocoee River once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
Nice area. All the mountains.
You're the guy going, no! Yeah, that was me. I didn't have as many pounds on me then as I do now, but I remember you a while ago. The guy, save me, you know. I'm telling you. Okay, John, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to our last series of breaks when Jackson gets back in here. Anything else you want to tell us about yourself while you're here?
I'm just looking forward to the opportunity. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to meet people, talk to people, hear their concerns, hear their ideas. You know, I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's a new wave of I think thinkers and problem solvers. That's what I think I am.
Right.
I'm a leader. I've got 25 years, and I know I'm young, but I've been in leadership a long time. I've got lots of leadership experience, and
right.
I'm excited about taking that leadership experience and carrying it over into this new venture.
You're going to get an opportunity to, I have a feeling, my friend. Somewhere in the future, you will.
Thank you.
And you're going to be on a campaign trail this spring, this summer, eating a lot of barbecue and a lot of spaghetti and a lot of chili. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jackson's on the board. Jonathan Yancey's here. He's your candidate for District 13. And I'm Ed Raymer. We're going to stay with you here. We're going to go to our last series of breaks. And Jackson's going to take us to that. Hear from our fine sponsors. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. Edwin Lee Raymer with you. And Jonathan Yancey, who is a candidate for your State House representative in District 13, parts of Smyrna, Laverne, Eagleville.
And west part, western, and then Blackman and Rockville area.
Blackman and Rockville area, they've scattered that out pretty good. We have a caller on the line, I believe Jackson tells us. Caller, you're with us. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I just want to say hello to Jonathan Yancey, and thank you for being a candidate for District 13. I did have a question, and this question is more so focusing with the youth. I see your logo, and it says youth education and security. But as it pertains to the youth, is it a particular group that is more at risk or that you would focus on as far as, you know, helping out? Or can you, like, dive more into that?
Absolutely. You know, youth is, you know, we talk a lot about kids that are in, you know, K through 12, but I extend youth to the college kids or the college age children, right?
Sure.
So, we're talking about, you know, up to 30, I guess we can say.
Yeah.
I think that, right. that when we think about, I think about when I was in college being lost, right? Graduated at 22 and not knowing anything.
True.
You know, we underestimate mentorship. I didn't know very much about internships during college.
Right.
And we underestimate mentorships after to in adult life. And so for me, I know that's the encompassment of all of it is just from, you know, zero to, you know, probably 30. And really just helping people along, because when you graduate from college or when you're graduating from high school and you're trying to figure life out, you know, those are critical times in people's lives. You know, we make some of our biggest life decisions then, right? You know, between career or maybe starting families or not starting families. And so it's an area where I think we have to really make sure that we have the proper things in place. And I mentioned earlier about careers rather than jobs, right? We want to kind of move people out of jobs and move them into career and focus like that. So that's where I would want to, again, that would be the
caller. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Do you have anything else?
Now, the another thing I saw, Mr. Ed was talking about the guns in school as far as, or protection, let me say that, as far as some of the teachers and administrators. I guess my question would be, as far as security goes, how can we make this thing more secure? What would you kind of be advocating for to heighten the security and help students out a little bit more?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Caller, thank you for the question. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for your support. Okay?
No problem.
Thank you so much. Yeah, to make the schools more secure, and we don't want kids to feel like they're going to school in a prison.
Right, that's right.
But you're going to have to, we're going to have to secure these doors, and everything, of course, for years has been equipped with panic hardware. That was a standard situation.
Yep.
What do you think? I mean, we've got SRO officers at many schools, and we allocated money this last budget.
Absolutely.
Here in our county.
And they are fantastic. If you don't know your SRO for your school, get to know them. I get the pleasure of knowing about five of them because I drive for three different schools, and
right.
they have multiple. And they are fantastic people. They are the right people to be in your schools. Again, I can only speak for my schools, but the schools that I've been with, they have been fantastic. And so you're right. We've already invested money into putting more SROs in the schools across the whole entire state. So that doesn't make sense to me. But it's something, you know, we talked earlier. What's interesting to me is that there are guidelines on arming teachers, such as a mental health evaluation, firearm safety, process, other things that are in place before they can get it. But yet everyone else in Tennessee don't have to do that. Right. I mean, just last year, they passed a law that anyone can carry a gun with no license. And so, hear me out. I'm not advocating for I'm just saying that clearly our legislators think that we can, and they're showing that we can actually make some common sense firearm laws. And I don't think anybody, and hear me out. My dad's military. I've got people in law enforcement. I have no issues with weapons. I understand weapon safety. I get it. And, but I don't think that everyone should have one. I don't think everyone should have a gun. So if the legislators have already put out there that, these are the guidelines for teachers to be armed, I don't understand why we don't transfer that over to everyone in Tennessee. We have such a high gun violence rate in Tennessee. That is the number one killer of youth is gun violence.
Yes, it is. I mean, my wife would not want to carry a gun. She has no objection guns. She doesn't want it.
Right.
We've got another caller on the line. Caller is Ed Raymer. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ed Raymer. This Super Pinuel out in Las Casas, the garden capital of the world.
The honorary mayor of Las Casas. And now, Jonathan, you're talking to a superstar on the phone.
All right.
Because I mean, I believe the publications will be calling. You had a picture published on Channel 5 by Bree Smith of a sunset that just brought tears to my eyes. And I want you to know.
Love it. Love it.
Remember us little people, Hooper, as you go up the ladder of success.
I love it. I love it.
I do appreciate the compliment, but it was just a natural phenomenon that happened out here in Las Casas. And I happened to have my camera ready. And
it was a good picture. No kidding. It was a great picture. Folks,
my wife, I need to take some pictures here and try to get them to Channel 5. So that's what happened there.
Right. Yep.
Years ago, I used to be what they call a stringer for Channel 5. I took video here of news accounts and sent them in. And it's been a long time. But anyway, it was a great pleasure to get to see what you shot run on the TV show of the news on Channel 5. But anyway,
it's a beautiful picture. Hooper, what do you think about this young man? You've been in the military service, as his dad was. Y'all are, I'm sure, in the same. We're all, me and you and him, are in the same age group. What do you think about this young man?
Well, a military background is nothing to be ashamed of.
Not at all.
You're taught leadership. You're taught how to deal with people. You're taught how to work with both sides of the aisle, whoever it might be.
Right.
Yep.
And I think Johnson got a good leg up on being able to accomplish his desire to be elected to the office that he's seeking.
Thank you, Mr.
He's
Hooper.
He's going to have to get out and work.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm willing to work.
It's not going to come to you easy. I've been involved in several campaigns around. One was my dad, who was elected county trustee for 16 years, four terms, and we had to work. But that's when the Democrats were in control.
Right.
We didn't have to work as hard as people do right now. Mm.
Right.
But it's just something that you have to do. You've got to have a gut feeling to get out there, and you think about it when you get up in the morning, and you think about it when you go to bed at night. What can I do to get elected? It's a 24-hour process, and I think you've got the capabilities and the desire. You've got to have the desire to work to be elected to the office that you're seeking. Check with the Democratic Party in Rutherford County. Make sure they're aware of who you are. Give them all the information that you need. And you've got to know a lot of information about your candidate the opposition that you're running for.
Right. And to be collectively, all of us together in this, with Jonathan and Jonathan on board with all of the candidates. We've got some good candidates. So, you know, Hooper, we went for a long time, and we didn't have many good candidates. I mean, we had some, but we had a lot of time we didn't have any candidates at all. You know,
it's surfacing and now, and it's time, and I'm glad Jonathan was able to come to the forefront and step out there and say, hey, I think I can do a great job. I think I can do the job that we want the Democrats to do, I'm just tickled to death for him, and I wish him well.
Thanks, Mr. Hooper. I appreciate it.
Mr. Hooper Pennell, thank you so much. Anything else going on in Las Casas we need to know about?
Well, I tell you what, we had a grand opening of our fire and rescue building out here today.
Right.
In Las Casas, and it's a beautiful building. I talked to Mr. Farley, who is in charge of it, and
right.
Had a great program, and we're up to speed now as far as fire protection and rescue and emergency protection out here in Las Casas,
right,
as well as several other areas in the county, which has come forward. But anyway, we did have that today, and we're tickled to death to have the building out here.
I need to get out and see it. You know, I haven't been out in your area in a long time. Now, did you open the festivities with your singing of the national anthem?
No, I did not.
I didn't know.
No,
that was brings a tear to my eye.
I just had no part of it at all. We're glad to have a facility out here to protect the citizens and the community from whatever
right.
comes up.
County's growing all over, Hooper. It just continues to grow. We're bursting at the seams.
It is. But anyway, good luck, Jonathan. I hope everything works out for you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hooper Pennell. Thank you so much. Our
okay.
former...
Thanks,
thank you. I'll be talking to you later in the week, Hooper. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. All right. Thanks. Bye.
He is your former Administrator of Elections before Mr. Alan Farley is, who is there now, and they know each other, and they get along great. And Alan's done a super job. I mean, voting in Rutherford County, that's another thing. You know, to vote for you is not hard.
Yeah.
It's not like
that's,
it used to be.
Right, yeah.
30, 40 years ago. Mm. I mean, Alan has streamlined this thing. You can vote just about anywhere in the county.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You go to a voting
station. And they
voting.
Just added more. They added more areas to vote, so yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So, you know, Hooper's a good man to have on your side. I'll put
yep.
it to you that way.
I will be reaching out.
Yes, yes. He is, you know, he has done work campaigns in Germany.
Oh.
Yeah, he worked as a poll watcher, I think, in Soviet Union at
okay.
one time. I may be misspeaking there, Hooper. Yeah. Don't let me tell him wrong. But he did. He's worked. They worked as poll watchers in certain areas in the world, and he is a political junkie, as you would call it. He knows the system too, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know. And, yeah, he does. And he was in military service, and he can tell you stories about that. And we have another caller on the line right now. Caller, please, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Ed and Jonathan. It's Kathy Watts.
Hello, Miss Kathy.
I couldn't let Hooper have the last word.
Uh-oh, okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just listening in tonight because Jonathan is going to be my representative in Nashville because I live in District 15. So,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
He's going to be my representative, and I support him 100%, and I think he's a terrific candidate. You can tell that because you've been talking to him all night.
Oh, yeah. He's the real deal. Right. And
he's got a real passion for our youth. That comes through true and true. I'm really hope that he's able to, you know, he's going up against Stevens, but Stevens is being primaried by
right.
Jamie Atwater, so we'll wait and see what happens there. That should be an interesting little race in August.
True, and yeah, Mr. Stevens has had his issues, as I understand, and that's Mr. Stevens across yeah. the bear. I don't know anything about that.
Well,
but
no, I don't either. But I would guess that perhaps. The Republican Party has decided to put someone up against him because maybe he's kind of gone against them crossways, but you know, people have tried to tell Jonathan, oh, you want this one to win or that one to win, and Jonathan says, I'm not changing my tune. I'm just fighting this, and we'll see where it goes, but it's not going to change what I'm trying to do here.
So, well, and Kathy, you know, I just telling Hooper, isn't it a pleasure now to see the candidates? Well, you know, for so long, we just didn't have any candidates, you know. We didn't have anyone who was willing to pick up the yoke and go.
Well, but, you know, Ed, it is. I've done this for a while, and it's really, yes, really hard to convince someone to run for office and tell them that the chances are not. And Jonathan doesn't want to hear it. I try to, you know, I'm like, Jonathan, you got to be realistic. Mm-mm. You know, it's really hard to win, sure, here. He said, well, I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to win. So,
exactly,
you know,
wouldn't waste my time. I wouldn't waste anyone's time. I wouldn't, yeah, waste anyone's money. If we weren't going to win this thing, we would not be out here. I promise you that.
He's determined, and he's very positive about this. But one thing Hooper said that probably was what prompted me to call in was that he needed to get in touch with the local Democrats and make sure they knew who he was. Well, yes, he's definitely in touch with the local Democrats. We know who he is. In fact, Hooper, you may not know this, but Jonathan's currently serving as our executive committee man for District 13. I recruited him for that position.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yes, you did.
And when I talked to him about running for that, he told me then, I have higher aspirations. There's something else out there that I want to do. And so when I suggested, and I'm sure he'd already been thinking about this, but when I suggested him running for House 13, he said, yep, that's exactly what I want to do.
Right. And he's doing it. And, you know, Kathy, what thrills me about it, so many of our candidates, is they're doing it on, look, here's what I want to do. It's not, oh, here's what they did, and they just messed it. Nobody's blaming anyone. I mean, these candidates are coming here. Jonathan's here tonight. Look, I don't know what Stevens did. I don't, you know, we all have to live under the same rules. But here's how I would like to approach the job.
Yeah, he's running a very positive campaign.
Yeah, with a fresh camp, with a fresh look, a fresh outlook. And that is refreshing to me.
And he will listen to his voters, and he will vote the way they want him to, because that's what he's there for, is to represent them. So.
Well, nobody else is. I mean... I've got it right here in the paper. If you saw the paper, if you've looked at it today, they don't vote. They've totally ignored their own constituents, Kathy. And I've had this conversation over coffee before. I mean, you know, it's just, it's futile, you know.
Yeah.
And
well,
so hopefully,
if we could just, you know, get two or three of these great candidates in there, I think the rest of them will follow through in just another 2 to 4 years, and that's what the state party believes too.
Right, and let the dominoes fall. Yeah.
Yeah. But
right.
I mean, if we can just prove that that we can win a couple of these races, we can win even more.
Well, to get the voters' confidence back.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Because right now a lot of people don't vote. We're not a red state. We're a non-voting state.
Right.
You're people exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
Because they feel hopeless, and they say, what good will it do for me to vote? We're still going to lose. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to vote, right?
Got to. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to wrap all this up, and I will let you go. But great job, Jonathan. I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Thank you.
Kathy, thank you so much. Kathy Watts. And she's a good one to have on your side. I can tell you that, really.
I agree.
Jonathan, we're going to have to wrap up. We've got about 1 minute left. Tell people where they can reach you and where you will be and what's going on.
VoteJonathanYancey.com. You can Google it. It'll pull up for you. This Saturday, we'll be at Eagleville, the Grindstone Cowboy, from 8 to 9:30. We'll also be in Laverne from 11 to 5 o'clock at the block party. So you want to come see me, come out and see me. Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all.
Jonathan Yancey has been our guest tonight. This is Ed Raymer at the Ed Lee Raymer Show. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to our sponsors. Jay Mullins, Complete Yard Care. Thank you all. Without you, I couldn't do it. Jackson, thank you for being on the board. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday, 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.